News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center back for a holiday shortened week, so we appreciate him being our fabulous producer. I'm Mark Lawrence. This is WKOK Sunrise. On the news line with us now, Michelle Siegel is back. She is from Sealands Grove, is a Democratic candidate for state senate in the 27th district. She's got a great biography. I'll read one or two sentences of it. Graduated valedictorian from Sealands Grove High School in 2000, attended Susquehanna University, received a B.S. in Earth Science and Environmental Science, graduating summa cum laude. So coming in second is not going to be something she's going to enjoy this fall. So she's going to try to do everything she can do to make sure that that doesn't happen. But she'll probably be first in the spring primary next week, we'll assume. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you so much for checking in today.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
I do appreciate that. Tell us about the Parade of Heroes. You were talking about that on social media. So that was happening. What was the Parade of Heroes on Memorial Day yesterday?
Well, we wanted to do something that kind of had a chance, with everything going on with COVID, everything being closed down and not really having parades like we could. We wanted to do something virtually that people could honor those that made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. And it's something that's very personal to me. My grandfather's cousin, Jack Boger, actually died in Germany in World War II, and his body is actually in France. It's not over here. So it's something that is also very important to my family personally. So we wanted to take the chance to honor those that have fallen and have a way that everybody could, you know, unite together and watch it. So that's what it was. And it's on Facebook and at Siegel for Senate PA, and you can watch it. It's about 27 minutes.
And did you get a lot of folks that partake in that last evening?
Yeah, I mean, we had a number of submissions, and we had a bunch of live streams and tried to get as many people as we could. And I think it's over about 300 views now.
All right. So this tradition of serving where requested to do so is something that I think seems to be a through line on, if you look down your list of accomplishments and activities and some of the things that you do. Introduce yourself to our audience if there's folks that may not remember your previous appearances on WKOK.
Yeah, so I'm 39 years old. I'm born and raised Snyder County girl. And I just want more of a rural PA voice down in Harrisburg. And I think that we need actual public servants like we're supposed to be guaranteed as our elected officials. And that's not happening, especially in central Pennsylvania. And I think we need somebody down there to champion our values and what we believe in here that matters. And that's why my little slogan is We Matter, because I don't think we're being heard in Harrisburg. I don't, you know, this area, the students were in school before the internet, stuff wasn't, you know, available. And I know many people have solid internet access, and these are being ignored. And it's just kind of, for me, I had enough. I care about my community. I was a youth leader. I volunteered at the rec for music camp, and I work with kids all the time, and I just think that we need to also be thinking about their future as much as possible when we're pushing out legislation. And I don't think that that's always the top priority down in Harrisburg. They seem to tend to want to just favor their lobbyists and special interest groups that fund them instead of the people. And I believe in a government that is of, by, and for the people above anything else.
Well, you hope to secure the nomination in next week's primary on the Democratic side in the 27th district. No one else is running in the 27th district on the Democratic side. Then in the fall, if you are successfully nominated next week, you will have an opportunity most likely to face John Gorner, the incumbent state senator. He's a Republican. Continue to contrast what the difference between a Senator Siegel would be versus a Senator Gorner.
Well, I think, for one thing, for me, I would actually have a open door policy where constituents could come to me with issues and I would actually take care of it. I don't think that's always being addressed here. I don't think a lot of the time our elected officials and Mr. Gorner are always as available, or even a lot of people know who these people are because we straight party voted, which is gone now. And some, a lot of people, especially in Snyder, Northumberland, would ask me, I don't even know who my state senator is. And that's concerning to me as somebody that's running. That's not the way this should be. We need to have people that are actually representing the people, that are public servants, not politicians, not somebody that just wants to be in there for a career and thinks they can make the rest of their life out of it. And that's what I feel like is going on in the 27th district.
Now, if you were elected, what actions would you like to take? For example, you mentioned rural broadband. What would you do to make that happen?
Well, I would reach out, and I think there's things you can do with a government, you know, private policies and things, like working with organizations like Drive that have been working to address broadband a little bit in Columbia and Montour, and it's been pretty successful, and I know they want to expand that, and I think these are things that we could work with some of these organizations to do it and make sure it's done on a more thorough level so it's actually getting out, as you know, more in the rural areas as much as possible. So those are things that I would like to do. I don't think that these issues are being addressed in Harrisburg. It's, you know, I watch pretty much at least a couple times a week. I try to turn it on and watch the live streams of what's going on down in Harrisburg, and it's just a lot of people arguing and fighting. And I think that we forgot to negotiate and reach across the aisle and say, we can come together and get this stuff done. And I think that we could do that with rural broadband very easily. These organizations are here. We just need to work with them and give them the help that they need to expand.
What about COVID-19? If you were our state senator, how might you behave differently, or what would you do as a state senator?
I would make sure that we come together a little bit more on this. I feel like what's going on right now is we're being divided, and I'm not happy about that. I know the one thing that I think gets left out here is in central Pennsylvania, our cases were low. Yes, we're rural, and that's important too, but we also have a sense of community that I don't think many other areas have. We actually do care about our neighbors here. So when we came together and we sheltered in, and believe me, our small businesses stuff, they did that happily because they care about their community. We all know this was going to be tough. But what I'm seeing is now we're being divided over these mass things and stuff, and we don't have leadership actually telling people the truth of these situations. And people need their elected officials to be a public servant, to come back to their area and give them the truth, not their partisan spin of what actually is going on. And that's the one thing that's super important to me through all this, that I will be different. I will tell you the truth. Even though if I don't agree with it, I'm an honest person. I'm not doing this for any other reason than I just want to help my community. And I think that that's something that will definitely be different with me. Majority of my family is Republican. This is the way life is here. You know, we're a community. That's what matters most to me. And that's what I would like to be a little bit different and be that voice and be here for the people.
The state's budget is billions of dollars in the hole now. Let's suppose there have to be some changes to save money in Harrisburg. How would you advocate saving money, living within our means in Harrisburg?
Well, I mean, this is an issue where we need to actually come together and negotiate and figure this stuff instead of, you know, strong-arming each other. And, you know, our budget in Pennsylvania has been an issue for a long time. We need to start fixing the pay gap that's going on in our schools. We are ranked 46th in the United States for our public school funding. This is unacceptable. As a mother of a 9-year-old little boy that's going to be done with second grade soon, I want my public schools to be giving the most they can to our youth and our community. And as I say for the situation all the time, you can't do that. If you can't make lemonade if you only have half a lemon. And that's what we're doing to our public schools. Our teachers and stuff can't do their job if they don't have the proper funding. These are the things that need to be addressed. And we may need to look into things like legalization of marijuana and that type of thing, and to try to get some more revenue to you know, balance this stuff properly. These are things that we need to start thinking about and think outside the box, because COVID is not going away, and the economy and is going to be devastated for a while, and that it goes to the state and the budget, and we need to start making sure that our tax dollars are responsibly used to fix the situation going on.
Where are we wasting tax dollars?
Well, I mean,
if anywhere, it's an open question.
I mean, that there's a lot of things going on. I mean, we know what happened with the audit of our tax, you know, the wholesale gas tax, where we found out the money was not going where it's supposed to. Like, these are things that are going on all the time. We need to fix the Delaware loophole. We have 74% of corporations in Pennsylvania that are not paying a corporate tax. And those companies were allowed to stay open during the shutdown, while our local businesses were not. The Delaware loophole is something that could, you know, legislatively be fixed. But now we have our politicians around here saying, oh, well, Walmart this, Walmart that. Yeah, but you are an elected. You could fix the problem. You could have fixed this problem. I just don't understand all this showboating going on when your job is to fix these issues. I mean, that, and to me, closing the Delaware loophole would be a huge benefit to Pennsylvania, because we would bring in that tax revenue that our small businesses are putting out and our corporations are not in Pennsylvania. And it's not fair that our small businesses have to make up that load and our tax. And I say to people that, you know, I believe in a free market too, but that's not a free market. How can you grow your business and compete when you're forced to be paying a tax that larger companies are not?
You have a moment left for an additional remark. Anything to add? And do include in there information how people can contact you in the next week if they have questions before the primary.
Yes, I have. My website is MichelleSiegel for PA Senate.com. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Siegel for Senate PA, and also on Twitter at Senate PA. And I just, you know, I hope that everybody will just take a look. And if you have questions and concerns, you know, I'm a rural Democrat. I think a little bit differently, and I want that chance and opportunity to talk to constituents here, and let you understand that this is nothing more than somebody that just cares about their community. That's why I'm doing this.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the information and the contact details if folks need you. I say good luck to every candidate, so good luck in the primary. And then as the fall election approaches, we'll certainly be in contact again. Thank you so much, Michelle.
And thank you so much for having me, Mark. Have a good day.
You bet. Thank you. That is Michelle Siegel, candidate for 27th District State Senate. You'll see her name on the Democratic ballots there in the 27th District next week.